Let yourself be loved. I am here to stay. Let yourself be loved. And if you let it, it will take you over. No matter of the stormy weather, I can heal your pain. Let yourself be loved. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, and subscribe so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting show. My guest today is British recording artist Lorraine Cato, and we are here in London at the International Gospel Music Summit, where I am here as a moderator on a panel talking about public relations and marketing and branding. But getting back, let's welcome Lorraine Cato to the show.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm Lorraine Cato, MBE, and I've been in church all my life. Like, I was born in Kojic, you know.
Church girl.
Church girl proper, you know, and come from a family of 11.
Ooh, now what was that like, 11? What number are you in that order of children?
My gosh, I am the 9th child, born on the 9th day and the 9th month.
Oh, that's the Holy Ghost fire stepped on top of that. What do you remember most about growing up in the church and being with that group of children?
Well, people used to call my family the Cosby Show family, because we used to practice upstairs and do shows for mum and dad, mm-hmm. and all that kind of thing, and moan if someone got it wrong, you know. But then in church, you know, they used to, when I was little, they used to put me on the tables and chairs to sing in front of a whole congregation, because all they can do is hear the voice but couldn't see me. So
that must have been fun. Was there singing all around your house? Music?
All around my house, and everybody was playing all types of music. My dad, he wanted to hear his Jim Reeves Sunday night. And then you would get the Andre Crouch and O'Neill Twins and everything else. And then you get the rugger music, and you get lovers rock. Then you get classical. Then you get jazz. Then you get pop. Then you get Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, so you are just well-rounded in terms of music. So there was not one particular thing. However, you did grow up in the church, and you chose gospel.
Yeah. And I was even offered a deal when I was 13. Virgin Records, and I decided, I used to see pop stars on TV and thought, why do they always end up in rehab? And so I thought, I don't want to go to hell either, so let me just get baptized.
So save me, Lord, so I don't end up that way. Right. So when did you do your first gospel recording as a professional artist? Wait a minute, let me backtrack. First, when did you feel like this was a gift of yours and that you needed to sing gospel for the world?
Later in age, definitely. Okay. Around the age of 29, 30 years old, even though in the church, I used to do backing singing for a lot of stars. So I've done backing singing for Mary J, Kim Burrell. I've sang for Donna McClurkin and I'm on Adele's first album, and I've done so much. So for me, it was just a part of my life, but it was the calling. After I went through years of abuse, I've been molested, I was raped, raped through domestic violence, was suicidal. After God healed me, I came out of the whole music industry, came out for 5 years, and allow God to literally, I went through counseling. I went through, as you, some of you may know, deliverance.
Yes.
And glory to God. But also learning who God is for myself, not what from the preacher would say, not from what I would hear, but for myself. And through that, I realized that he told me, just like how I helped you and healed you, now I want you to go out there and heal the brokenhearted. So that was later in my life.
Oh, okay. It's sort of like for me personally, I was, I worked at Warner Brothers Records. I'm a radio person by trade, but I worked at Warner Brothers Records. And then, one day some stuff happened and I was like, God, do you really want me to do this? He told me to walk away with nothing lined up. Just walk away and use what you've learned for the, not only for glorifying me, but for the edification and inspiration and encouragement of my people.
Right.
Just move it over.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me when you got your first record deal.
I didn't actually get a record deal, but I was approached over and over again by so many top records.
So why no?
Because they wanted me to be who I knew my calling wasn't. You know, and I didn't want to take the risk of, let me just do it anyway, because that doing it anyway can land me somewhere so deep that I won't be able to get out, which most of them are fighting to.
Yeah, it's like when you see on these TV shows now, these shows like in the States, they have something on TV1 called Uncensored.
Right.
I think that's on TV1. And then BET has another one. I might be confusing the two, but essentially it's all the same. You see how these folks get into this industry, and then all of a sudden they just lose something and then just fall out of space and place, and you haven't heard from them in years. But yeah, you have to know who you are and whose you are in order to proceed and do great things in this world, especially like those folks that want to do music. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard industry.
It's hard as well, but the thing is, if you don't know your calling, if you don't know where God's, how He's, what He has planned for you, the true purpose for your life, everyone thinks that being a star is the purpose. It isn't. The purpose is what He has ordained you to do, what He's commanded you to do, where He wants you to go. So, for instance, I've sang in arenas, I've sang in stadiums, I've sang before when England's played football with another team, I've been on the pitch and I've sang. But my favorite place to sing is in prisons, because you are changing people's lives that feel like, even though they're in prison, they're in prison in their mind. But you can be in prison and have a free mind. So there's some people that's free, but I feel imprisoned in their mind. Mm. So for me, when God said I want you to go out to heal the brokenhearted, He weren't messing about when He gave me that calling. So for me, you really got to know what it is. Yes, the music, the song, the vocals is the tool. But then what is the true purpose? So for me, even when I go into prisons, I don't just sing, I share my testimony, and it has been changing lives in the prison as well.
Oh, amen. Praise God. That is actually what it's about, calling, the mission. And you have to have that anointing on you. And when we were listening to you, we felt that anointing, which is shared from person to person, soul to soul, spirit to spirit. So let's talk a little bit about your music. Do you have what are the songs that you have out now? Are you working on anything new?
Well, my first album, my debut album, is called Chosen to Serve, and that's everywhere on iTunes and everything like that. I'm coming out with an EP next year called Dance, and I also have an album coming out called Save the World. So right now I'm doing things like, next year I'm doing a concert with a full female gospel choir and a full female band, and we're going to be raising the awareness of domestic violence. We're doing that March the 5th, and we've got, you know, government officials putting towards that, because this is what I'm saying, when you have a ministry, the local authorities or councils, whatever, they will say that we try to fix the solution, the problems out on the streets. But when they come to you, the church, the body of Christ, to see that you have the solution, they will come to you.
Amen, amen. So tell us, how can we find you on social media?
Yes, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, as Lureen Cato, LURINECATO.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lureen Cato. And audience, thank you too for joining us today.
Make sure that you subscribe and follow us right now. Hit that subscribe button so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting show. And if you'd like to donate, you can do so by hitting the donate button, but it depends upon which platform you are listening to us on. Now, to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96, or Facebook at Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. And Loreen Cato is going to take us on out with just a little bit of her music. God bless.